This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with Mr. Cliff Cavanaugh, the founder and chief technology officer at HealthJump, a company committed to making health data accessible for both patients and providers. Cliff has almost 20 years of computer science experience and has exclusively focused on health IT since 2005. Mr. Cavanaugh is here to speak with us today about the importance of a true health data record and how that can help prevent medical errors, which helps providers and ultimately the patient. Mr. Cavanaugh, a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Hey, glad to be here. Thanks for inviting me, Eric.
And you're more than welcome. Certainly is our pleasure, and thanks for your time. So tell us, what is a true health data record and why is it necessary for providers and patients?
Well, that's just it. It is necessary for both providers and patients, where I think health records have been something that have been provider or doctor focused in the past. So a true health data record needs to have something that contains more information than just, you know, copies of what were referred to as soap notes that went back and forth from doctor's offices before. And this wasn't fixed by just simply putting a computer in the exam room, which we see all the time now. There's just too much noise in that computer. There's too much information that isn't necessarily relevant to what the doctor needs at that time and what the patient really needs to communicate. Now, that said, patients also need something too, and they need to understand that information that's in their chart, that's in that true health data record, needs to be something that they can validate or dispute. You know, this is something that the information that a doctor would consider, let's say, subjective is really important, and that was contained in a soap note. But now with all the digital data that's available, patients really should have an opportunity and do have an opportunity to include themselves in the feedback loop and say, is this thing working? Is the therapy effective? You know, am I still on this medication that was recorded back in 1999?
Now, we know that medical errors are sometimes an unfortunate reality in healthcare, and healthcare organizations do their best to make sure that medical errors do not occur, of course. What are three ways healthcare organizations can help prevent medical errors from occurring?
Oh, that's a great question, Eric. I mean, it's scary to think that, you know, medical errors are now the third leading cause of death in the U.S. With all the advancement and innovation that we have, it's so crazy to think that's possible, especially when quality healthcare is what everybody in our industry strives to achieve. So, of course, education is going to be number one. That's the top of the list to make that happen. A well-educated staff is a best practice. It goes a long way in ensuring the proper care is delivered to patients every time. And that should translate to better care and better outcomes. But the issue is, we don't know the best outcome from, let's say, another institution or another system if those measurements and those outcomes aren't shared nationwide. You know, something that happens inside the four walls of a hospital is really important if the outcomes at that hospital are better than, let's say, another hospital or even another doctor. So we need to start sharing that information nationwide as an industry. So secondly, getting to know the patients and attending to their individual needs is really important. So there isn't a one-size-fits-all when it comes to healthcare. Every patient's medical history is unique, even at the genetic level, as we're learning, and should be treated as such. The third way, I think you asked for three, right? So the third top way healthcare organizations can lower the incidences of medical errors is to ensure that they have true source of medical data for each patient. And what I mean by that is that there's so many different systems being utilized, whether it be from like mergers or acquisitions of different systems or hospitals or practices. It's important to make sure that patient, all of your patients' records aren't, let's say, duplicated or somehow lost in translation. I mean, it really feels like with interoperability, it turns into a whisper down the lane as records get consolidated. And now that they're all in, you know, computer systems, the opportunity to make sure that data is consistent through every channel and through every medium is, I think, at least in our world, very, very important to making sure that the quality is high and that we bring that medical error down from number three in the leading cause of death here in the States.
Also, Mr. Cavanaugh, is this health data record the same as a patient portal?
Oh, sure. So for a patient, you know, it might look like a patient portal, but for us in the industry, we realize that, and as a patient even, I realize that patient portals need to evolve. They need to mature. They need to grow from something that looks like, you know, at least for me and my family, something that looks like a messaging and bill pay system. You know, a patient portal, if it is going to be that true source of health data, then it needs to be something that spans the entire care continuum, as we call it. Not just systems, but family and caregivers as well. You know, being able to manage my children or even a parent that I take care of and see and access all of their records in one system, we can call it a patient portal, is where we need to get as as an industry and as a very technology-forward society. This is something that we can apply and make patient portals a lot better than what they are today. And now for health, for doctors, health data needs to be more than just charts, right? It needs to be more than just what they have access to today. It needs to also start including protocols with those best outcomes that I was talking about earlier from any system so that they can make an informed decision on what you're presenting with as a patient. They have the best protocol in front of them that they know this has worked and has been tried and true across all of the systems that exist in the country, not just the organization that they're a part of.
Certainly appreciate your input in all regards. Today we are speaking with Mr. Cliff Kavanaugh, the founder and chief technology officer at HealthJump, a company committed to making health data accessible to both patients and providers here on eHealth Radio's healthcare and health news channels, a part of the eHealth Radio network. Mr. Kavanaugh, how can patients help their doctors and ultimately themselves to make sure their medical records are correct?
You know, it might seem silly now, but it's still, I think, the most obvious thing is to ask for your record. You know, it's yours, and, you know, way back when in the paper world, it was a little bit of a daunting task to get it. But and you've mentioned patient portals and all this data being electronic, it's really easy. But just ask for your record and then tell someone when it's wrong. So if I see my record, I see my mom's record, I see my children's record, and there's something wrong on there that would lead to a medical error in the future when there is an emergency, tell someone when it's wrong. And you don't know if it's wrong unless you see it. And really, I think the most important is to make sure that your care plan is something that's working. And when it's not, give them some feedback, because systems that exist in a hospital or a doctor's office has a ton of data in it. And I mentioned before, the difference between signal and noise is very important. And the most important signal is your feedback as a patient. And so don't wait till your doctor's visit or your routine checkup. Make sure that when you have been given a care plan from a doctor, that you understand it, but give appropriate feedback, even electronically, as to when it's working and when it's not, because some really great things can be done with that information.
And lastly, Mr. Kavanaugh, what should healthcare organizations be doing to ensure patients' medical health records are correct, and what obstacles do they face?
Sure. I mean, aside from communicating with their patients electronically and making sure that patients are encouraged to keep their information up to date, like I mentioned, health organizations also face many interoperability obstacles, right? With so many disparate systems from mergers and acquisitions, and that might be a little inside baseball, but it is happening all across the country where these systems are being pulled together to be one larger organization. And even simple, we update our computer software, in our home environments, right? The same things happen inside of hospitals and really any health institution. So when these systems get updated, many struggle with how to make each of these systems talk to each other consistently as time goes on. And as our information moves from one doctor to another, if we're not careful, it can look a lot like, I think I mentioned the term before, whisper down the lane. And that's where it gets really dangerous. So using software, and I guess I'm a little biased, but using software like ours is really helpful in making sure that information is correct, because our software is designed to help organizations manage all this information and use standards to make sure that when data lives in one place, that it looks exactly the same when it goes to the other place. And all of the variety between these systems, there has to be something in the middle to make sure that these charts are correct, accurate, and validated when they move from place to place.
Well, Mr. Kavanaugh, certainly has been great to have had you. Good conversation and a lot we have learned here today from all the details shared. Where can listeners get further details on Health Jump?
Oh, sure. You can go right to our website at healthjump.com. There's a lot of resources about being a patient advocate that lives outside of Health Jump that I would love to encourage people to just, you know, look at the government initiatives that are from the HHS that are really advocating for the patient to get access to their record. And that kind of lives outside of our software, but I think is part of the bigger mission and vision. But just us as a company and what we're trying to do and understanding how we're making health data accurate and validatable and reducing these medical errors, all that information is right there at healthjump.com. And feel free to subscribe to our blog. There's a lot of great content that comes out of there too.
Mr. Kavanaugh, again, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Your time was much appreciated.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
And you're more than welcome. Our pleasure. We've been speaking with Mr. Cliff Kavanaugh, the founder and chief technology officer at Health Jump, a company committed to making health data accessible to both patients and providers. And to learn more, simply visit healthjump.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.